Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Tov Dalid. We left off in the middle of Sif Aleph. We're on the second to last line on page Reish Samach Tes. We're about to turn on to page 538. We started last night Siman Tov Dalid, the idea of whether there are tchumin lamala me'asar tochen. So the Mechaber told us in the beginning of the Sif that one who goes outside the tchum above 10 tfachim, and we discussed there's two ways so far to go l'mala me'asar tfachim. One is you're walking on some kind of amudim that are less than 4x4 tfachim, but they're more than 10 tfachim high, and you go through these amudim outside your tchum. Number two, if you use the Shem Hashem to somehow walk on air to go outside your tchum above 10 tfachim, in those cases, we said the Gemara comes out that it's a suffix where there is a concept of tchum and above 10. So the Mechaber told us whatever is going to be the Rabbanan, so we're going to say suffix the Rabbanan l'kula. We pointed out that some Mefarshim say all tchum is the Rabbanan. The fact that the Mechaber said whatever is the Rabbanan is going to be l'kula, it's masha from the Mechaber that he holds that there is a case of tchum which is daraisa, which would be like the Rambam, that Yud Beis Mil would be daraisa. The Rama then told us that if you are going above 10 from inside Yud Beis Mil to outside Yud Beis Mil, so the one who holds the Yud Beis Mil is daraisa, so we'd have to go to Chumrah because that would be a suffix on a daraisa. So now the Mechaber picks up and says, V'hol ve'ein bayamim u'benahoros iser tchumin daraisa l'divrei akol. Since according to everyone, there's no problem of tchumin daraisa when it comes to bodies of water, since bodies of water are not similar to the way they were traveling in the midbar, so misha babasfina b'shabbos, one who was traveling on a ship on Shabbos, v'higia l'nomel, and as we'll see in the Mishabur, he was on the boat already before Shabbos started, and now he reaches a port. If the entire time from the time Shabbos started, when he was on the boat, he was always above 10 tefachim from the ground of the body of water, and now all of a sudden they dock, so yored ve'enu nimda, he can go off the ship, he doesn't have to hold back, v'yeshlo alpayim ama mimokum shepogobo lumata me'asara, and he would have 2,000 amos from whichever place he reaches within 10 tefachim of the ground. That's the Mechaber. So that's another example of where tchumen is the Rabbanan, and therefore there would be lakula, no problem of tchumen outside the area of the tchum, even if it's Yud Beis Mil, because it's a body of water. So wherever you get to within 10, that will start your Makom Shvisa from there, and you have 2,000 amos in all directions. The Rama says, V'imhu safik imhu l'malam e'asar alo. If you're not sure if the ship was the whole time above 10 or not, as lenin lakula. Since again it's the Rabbanan, Safik Rabbanan lakula, we can go lenient. V'im kvar yotzo alpayim mimokom shepoga lamata me'asara. If he knows he already went outside of 2,000 amos from the place where he reached below 10, so his mokom shvisa already occurred in the place where he was lamata me'asara, and now he went another 2,000 amos, so he's now outside his tchum, where the din is the ein lo rak arba amos. So now, since he's outside the tchum, he's only allowed to walk dalet amos. Mikomokom im tzorach lotzeis min asvina. So really, he should stay on the boat because the boat is considered his dalet amos, and he can't go beyond that. But if he needs to leave the boat, mikoach geshamim shiordim alav, it's pouring on him. O shechama zorachas alav, the sun is beating on him. Osha tzaruch l'nekava, where he has to go find the facilities, v'tzaruch mikoach zel likones b'ir, and because of that he has to leave the ship and go into the city, so havelei kol ha'ir ka'arba amosav, we consider the entire city that he goes into, like his dalet amos, v'kevan da'ol ol. And since he went in and he has the whole area of the city. V'ayin l'kamon simit havav, v'ayin l'el simit reis ha'mechvav. Misha rochev baderach v'choshlo be'er Shabbos ketzed yatsa, one who was riding on the road and it became Shabbos, so what does he do? So that was discussed in Reish HaMechvav. Now let's see the Mishabura beginning in Sefkoton Ches. We said, since there is no shita that holds tchumen will be daraisa when it comes to water, Ratzalomer, afilu chutz l'yud beiz mil enon daraisa, even if one travels more than Yud Beiz Mil, in a body of water, it's not d'oraisa. Lefi she'ein domen, it's not similar to the way they traveled in the midbar. D'loman d'omer d'oraisa, because the one who says there's a concept of tchum and d'oraisa by Yud Beis Mil, mid midbar yalfinun kanalik. We saw yesterday he learns it out from the way they traveled in the midbar. V'halichosan b'midbar haya b'yabosha v'lo b'mayim. Their travels in the midbar, except for the Amsuf, was on dry land and not in water. And therefore, everybody is lenient when it comes to above 10 tefachim in a body of water. Because again, since a body of water, according to everyone, is only going to be tchumen derabanan, and above 10 is a suffix, so it becomes a suffix derabanan, and we'll go to kula. Sivkotan test misha above a sfina b'shabbos. Ein rutzalomer shenichnas b'sfina b'shabbos. It doesn't mean to say that he entered the ship on Shabbos. De'i hachi. Because if that was the case, halohaya b'bein hashmoshos b'yabasha, because if he went onto the boat on Shabbos, then b'bein hashmoshos, he was on the dry land, v'kona sham shvisa, and he was kona shvisa on the dry land, v'osar leireid mehasvin olam, and he can't go off the ship to go onto the port. Ella wrote Saloma, rather it means to say, Shabo im hasvina b'shabbos v'yil onomil. He was on the ship when Shabbos started, he was traveling the whole time on the ship on Shabbos, and now all of a sudden he reached the port. So then we said he's allowed to go off to the port if he was always above 10 tefachim from the ground. Sivkotan Yud. De'im hoisa afilu pam achas l'mata me'asara. If even at one point the boat went within 10 tefachim of the ground, af b'socha Shabbos, even if it was during Shabbos, kona sham shvisa. He's kona shvisa in that place. De'im mimoko mahu aranomil. And if from there until they dock by the port, who yoser me'apayim is more than 2,000 amos, shuv eino rashay leirid me'asvino la'anomel, he can't go off the boat to go to the port. De eino ela arba amos, since he went outside his tchum, because his tchum was his makum shvisa, where the boat went below 10 tefachim, and now it traveled more than 2,000 amos, he's outside the tchum, he only has dalet amos, which is on the boat, he can't go off the boat. The Hainu Mokum Yeshivasu Basrina. He only has the place where he's sitting on the boat, Shechashiva Kula Karbamos, the whole boat will be considered his Daladamos. Next point. Ukishemaflik Bishabis Bisvina Homedis Lamalam Yasar Tvachim. A person is leaving on Shabbos. He's on the boat that's in the water before Shabbos starts, and the boat is going to be leaving on Shabbos, and the boat is above 10 Tvachim. And he's going on it. Almanas leirad mimenu b'shabes zeb b'mokum acher me'evra hasheni shehu chutz l'apayim amma. His plan is he starts off Shabbos on a ship that's above 10, and now it's taking off on Shabbos, and he plans on getting off the ship 2,000 amos later in a place that is beyond where the tchum would be. But he wasn't really kona shvisa anywhere because he was above 10 tfachim in the boat when Shabbos started. So tzaruch li zohir. He needs to be careful. Immediately, when he was kona shvisa on the boat above 10 during ben hashmoshos, when it was above 10, from that point onward, he shouldn't go off the boat. He should stay on the boat from the beginning of ben hashmoshos in the area that's above 10 tefachim and don't go off, because otherwise he ruins his plan because he's kona shvisa in that place. Stay on the boat, you're not kona shvisa anywhere yet. If he goes off the boat even for a moment, kona sham shvisa, he's kona shvisa in the place where he goes below 10, vishuv ye osir lo leired mimenu lo nomil, and then he's going to be osir after he travels to go to the port, shuchus alpayim imokom shvisasu al aretz. Since he plans on going more than 2,000 amos on the boat, if he goes off the boat and he's kona shvisa on the ground over here, he won't be allowed to go off the boat when they dock 2,000 amos away. But assuming he was on the boat the whole Shabbos, and he was above 10 the whole time, and now they dock at a port, he's allowed to be yored. Sevkotan Yud Aleph. V'im hasvina rochog min anomel. If the way the boat docks is far away from the port, so yored derech kevesh, he can go off the ramp that leads to the port. V'lavur derech ma'boras hashot apnei mayim shekohen fram, to take a little boat that's floating on the water to get from the ship that docked to get to the actual port, so then it depends. If this little raft or boat that he wants to take, imhi kashura besvina ubanomil, if it's tied up, it's on some kind of rope, it's tied on one side to the boat and it's tied on the other side to the port, and he wants to go on this little raft between them. So Lukuli Alma Mutter Lewit, according to everyone, he's allowed to go onto it to travel to the port. Then Eino Keshua, but if it's not tied on, he wants to just go on this raft or this little boat. So Yesh Matirim, some say it's okay. The Yesh Osrim Bifnei Shenira Keshat, and some say it's Osir because it looks like a bird, like you're swimming, like you're floating. Kevon Shelo Shavas Ola Mibodyom. Since he did not start off Shabbos on this raft, it's not going to be allowed. Achen, however, v'Shulchan Aruch HaGraz Mashma, from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it's Mashma, d'kishelo yotza min asvina le'yabosha mi'esha shavas min ashmoshos ad achshav mutter. If he did not leave from the big ship to the ground from the time that Shabbos started until now, so then he says it would be mutter. Sivkotun Yud Beis. Last point of the Mechaber, we said that he was above 10 the whole time on the boat, and now he docks at the port. He can go off the port, and he has 2,000 amos from wherever he was paga lamata me'asara. Says the Mishabura Salomar, in paga b'mokom shu lamata me'asara rochok menanamel, if he reached an area that was within 10 tefachim of the ground, far away from the port, modedin lo ha'alpayim amim misham. So then we measure the 2,000 amos from there. In other words, it's not a din in the port, it's wherever the boat or his body goes in 10 tefachim from the ground. Then the Rama told us, if he has a suffix, he doesn't know, he's traveling on a boat, you don't know exactly how deep the water is, so if you don't know, the Rama said you can go lakula. Says the Mishabur Yod Gimel, imhu lamalame asara, koi ashir yud beiz mil di yamim munaharos. This is going either on the case of yud beiz mil on a body of water, v'hu adin l'inyan shir dalpayim di abasha. And it will be the same din when it comes to 2,000 amos on dry land. Those two cases are for sure the Rabbanon according to everyone. And therefore, if you're not sure, we'll say Safik the Rabbanon Lakula. Sevkotan Yodal Razlin Lakula, Vitalina. Now we assume that Mishenichnas HaShabbos Ad Shigil Nomil. From the time Shabbos started till he reaches the port, we will assume that he was Hayol Lomala Me'asari, he was above 10. Mishum the Sveika the Rabbanon Lakula, again, because of the Klal of Safik the Rabbanon Lakula. Then the Rama told us that if he went outside his 2,000 amos from where he went within 10, so now the din is that he went 2,000 amos, he went outside his tchum, he's limited to 4 amos, which is the area of the boat, counts as 4 amos, he can't leave the boat. But the Rama told us that he had to leave the boat for some kind of ones, he needed the bathroom, it was too sunny on the boat, it was pouring on the boat, and he had to leave. Once he leaves and enters a city, so then he would be allowed to walk throughout the entire city as if it was his Dalet Amos. So says the Mishabura Tazol in Kfar Yotza, Ratzalomar, Shepoga b'mokom echad lumata me'asar tfachim. He already reached a place that was in 10 tfachim from the ground, v'konosham shvisa, and he acquired a shvisa over there, v'nisrachik sham yoser me'apayim, and he traveled from there more than 2,000 amos, v'minadin ein lo rak arba amos. Now the halacha is, he's only allowed to walk 4 amos on the place where he ends up. Kedin yotza chutz latchum, like the law of anyone who goes outside the tchum, da'afilu ba'ones, even if one left the tchum ba'ones, ein lo rak arba amos. Once you're outside your tchum, all you have is 4 amos to walk. Afilu hachi, even so, im machmas ones nichnas besoch ir mukaves mechitzos, if because of an ones, he had to leave the boat and he ended up finding himself in a city that was surrounded by a wall, so then nechshav lo kol ha'ir kar ba'amos, we'll consider the whole city for him as his da'at amos, kidin hotzi uhu akum, like the case that we'll see soon of a goy takes him by force out of the tchum, unesanu besoch ir mukefes mechitzos, and the goyim go and place them in a city that's surrounded by a wall outside of his tchum. We'll see in Siman Tav Hei. The im lo yotzo chutz la'alpayim, if he did not go outside his 2,000 amos, v'rak shekolsa midaso b'chatsi ha'ir, just his 2,000 amos from where it docked, where it went within 10 from the ground, if you go 2,000 amos, it ends up in the middle of the city. So eino rashai leilech rak ad mokom shekolsa midaso, he's only allowed to walk in the city to the place where his 2,000 amos ends. So he ends up with a more lenient case if he has to go to the facilities and he leaves the boat because of that ones, and then he goes to the city, then he can walk throughout the whole city as if it's dalet amos. But if he docked and he was within 10 tefachim from the ground right there, so now he has just 2,000 amos, and he walks into the city as part of his 2,000 amos, wherever the 2,000 amos ends, even halfway into the city, he must stop over there. He does not get the entire city. Now the Mishabura says another interesting case. Habo biyom tov michutz latchum. Now, the halacha is, and we've seen this a few times, that Shabbos and Yontav have the same din, lagabe tchumen, not lagabe er chatzeros, by carrying, but by walking, it's the same din. So the case over here is, a person comes on Yontav from outside the tchum, mimokum shepogel amata me'asara. So he reached a place within 10 from the ground, and then he traveled on Yontav outside of his tchum, so now he's limited to 4 amos for the rest of Yontav from where he is. Mikomokum bishabish al achrov. If Shabbos is the next day, right, it was Friday Shabbos, so Shabbos the next day, mutter lalechas alpayim mimokom sha'omid. So even though on Yontav he's limited to 4 amos, but the next day, which is Shabbos, all of a sudden he gets 2,000 amos in all directions. The Shabbos v'yomto shtei kedushos sein. Because Shabbos and Yontav are considered two separate kedushos, so just because on Yontav you went outside the tchum and you were limited, but now when Shabbos starts, you're kona anu shvisa for Shabbos, and now you have all of a sudden 2,000 amos in all directions. Umishum hachona ein bo iser. In terms of achona, that maybe is considered you prepared for Shabbos on Yontif by going to that place, and now you have a new tchum, that is not a problem. Kevan de lo ovid v'lo midi l'maisa. You didn't do anything, you just happened to go there. You didn't do any maisa that's nicker, they did achona, so that would not be a problem of achona. Sivkotan tazayin. We said the person who left the boat when he wasn't really allowed to because he had an ones of the geshamim, the kol shekein im dechafu akum mutocha ir. Certainly if a guy forced him off the ship to go into the city, the havale kolo ir kula karba amos, the whole city will be for him like for amos, umikomakum lo yomer lakum sheidachafu oso. However, you can't tell a guy to push you. But if the goyim are, you know, the boat docks, it's a goyish ship, and they see everyone out, and they force you to get out, so then that would be considered going into the city ba'ones, which would give you the whole place. But to tell a goy to push you off, that would not be considered an ones, that would allow you free rein to walk throughout the entire city. Sevkotan yud zayin. We said that because a person needed nekavav, we said in the Mechaber, a couple of examples, either mikach kishamim, or shechamaz urachaz lov, or shetzarach nekavav. Says the Mishabura, v'cholzek ishalom matzo mokum tzanua liponos. This is not a game. You can't just say, oh, I need the facility, so I'm going to go. If there's a bathroom on the boat, so that's a no-go. You can't just go to the city. So it's talking about, kishalom matzo mokum tzanua liponos. You didn't find the nearest place to relieve yourself. V'chein mokum lihisaser me'achama, or you had no place to go to get shade. O gishamim atochair. Which again, if you're on a big ship, this is very unlikely. There's bathrooms there, and there should be coverings there, so you feel to protect yourself. So this is a rare case that a person is going outside the tchum on the ship, and he would have had to go inside the city. The ilav hochi asr lichnos, if that's not the case, but rather he has an eitza on the ship itself, he would be asr to go into the city. Ukid lakamon, the simen tovah, like we'll see later. Vizeo shakasev ramov, ayin lakamon. That's what the ramov means when he says, after he says, once you go to the city, you're considered part of the city, do whatever you want within the city. V'ayin lakamon, simen tovah. It's only if it's really an ones and you had to go into the city. But if you had other eitzas that you didn't have to go into the city, then you would not get this kula that the whole city is like your Daat Amos. We'll stop here and continue with Hashem tomorrow with Simen Tov Hei.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.